Pocahontas County School's math coach, Joanna Burt Kinderman, announced to the Board of Education at their June 4th meeting the reception of a $10,000 STEM grant that enables the board to hire Mary Sue Burns, a retired PCHS teacher, as science coach for the Pocahontas County Schools. Burt Kinderman said that their goal is for Burns to coordinate the efforts between the science teachers and the math teachers to ensure that the math approach taught and used as part of the science classes is consistent with the math approach being taught in math classes. The grant funding ends in December, but Burt Kinderman will be reapplying to extend it and is hopeful about that. She said that there will be regular meetings between math and science teachers to ensure that the math approaches are consistent. This coordination effort will include a summer institute with teachers from both disciplines attending. If the grant is extended past December, Burt Kinderman hopes to include some vocational classes such as carpentry, which also use math. Later in this meeting, the board approved employing Mary Sue Burns for up to 150 hours through December 31st as a science coach under this grant. Burt Kinderman also announced four other proposals that have not yet been funded by grants, but she is optimistic about that. One is a Mountaineer Master Teacher stipend, where in conjunction with West Virginia University, our math teachers can coach and guide math teachers in other school districts. Another proposal is in conjunction with the National Science Foundation, and it would take the Pocahontas County Schools approach to teaching math to other school districts statewide. The third proposal, a program from the National Council for Community and Educational Partnerships, whose goal is to increase graduation rates, increase post-graduation educational participation, and increase academic performance. The fourth proposal is an after-school club program called the Health and Sciences and Technology Academy and is associated with West Virginia Wesleyan. This academy would be limited to 10 high school students who can earn full tuition waivers at in-state schools, which include undergraduate and graduate school, by attending 70% of the after-school programs, maintaining a 3.0 GPA average, completing a research project, attend two summer academies, and completing 75 hours of community service. Also at the June 4th meeting, School Superintendent Terrence Beam announced that the first meeting of the entire CEFP committee was held on Wednesday, May 29th. Beam also announced that they will soon be interviewing for the principal's position at Greenbank Elementary Middle School. Ruth Bland, Director of Transportation for the schools, told the board that money left over in the transportation fund will be used to regrade the area outside the bus garage, which, along with replacing a window and guttering, should end the water problems there. Bland also said they will be removing 5 older buses from the fleet and will auction them off, with any proceeds going back to the transportation fund. She said they received $132,000 this year for bus replacement, which will pay for one new bus, with the leftover being held towards bus purchases next year. Morgan McCombs, the clerk of the works for the PCHS Major Improvement Project, reported that the fire alarm system and the new sewer system have been installed at PCHS, and work is beginning on replacing the water tower at the school, which should be complete before school reopens in August. He said they are still waiting for the new doors for the vocational building, but they should also be installed by August. The board approved a new athletic policy and placed a field trips and excursions policy on 30-day comment, although Bland hopes the new policy in its final form will limit the number of, quote, fun-only, unquote, trips, as opposed to educational field trips because of the transportation expense. A copy of the approved personnel actions and the meeting agenda can be found along with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.